Time for our Local Hero Spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks, and Judy Bordenuck of 16 Acres Garden Center. 16 acres is the place to be.
Farm living is the life for me.
No, that's a different thing. And you're on Wilbraham Road in Springfield, and you are growing all sorts of stuff to beautify our yards. What is good to be planting or thinking about for your yards right now, Judy?
Well, fall is a great time to plant. You can plant trees and shrubs and perennials. We have them available still, and right now they're 40% off. But because the fall, you don't have to water as much, it's really a good time to plant.
When it comes to bulbs, what are the kind of bulbs that people might want to be thinking about planting right now?
Right now, you want to plant the spring flowering bulbs, which include hyacinths, tulips, crocuses, daffodils, all the spring flowering bulbs. They're perennial bulbs, so they have to get cold, they have to go through the winter, and then they will blossom in the spring.
I'm the kind of person that gets really depressed in the wintertime, so the idea of planting bulbs as a little bit of hope that you're embedding into the ground that you are believing are going to pop up in a warmer time,
yeah.
It's such a hopeful metaphor for me, so I've got to come to 16 acres and get some bulbs.
It's a great idea, but also, you know, we're open all winter long. If you get depressed at all, come on in and go through our greenhouses. Take a walk through our greenhouses, and you'll feel like you're in a tropical setting, and you'll see flowers and you'll feel good.
You better hope I don't come up there with a sleeping bag or something and just live in there from between, you know, late January and the middle of March.
Some people have wanted to do that, to be honest with you. They'll bring in their coffee and sit down and just enjoy everything all around them.
Yeah, maybe it's an idea for a winter bed and breakfast.
I think it's great.
Maybe. At least serve coffee.
I have to say, Judy, you know, as we're all talking about fall and getting cold and hope, it does sort of feel like there's a way that the last 20 months of COVID, we've all been kind of struggling to keep hope alive. And I'm wondering, you know, how the business has done through that time period.
Well, we lost our dad to COVID in early April last year. And it was just when, you know, they were starting to learn about what we should do to protect ourselves. Fortunately, our business was considered an essential business. So we closed for a week after our dad passed to get into step with the protocols for COVID. And we reopened, and we have been going gangbusters since. People want to beautify their surroundings. They want to feel better. They don't want to be depressed by what's going on around them. So they're buying plants. They're getting down to their roots, planting a vegetable garden, going outside with their family and planting flowers together. It's been very spiritual, actually. And there's been lots of shortages because of the pandemic. We can't get products always. We've had to get substitutes, or we've had to grow our own in some, you know, regards. It has been very difficult, but fortunately, we've still been able to continue business, and we've done better than in the past. We're very thankful that our customers, our loyal customers, are still coming to us, and our group of people that we employ have been very loyal to us. It's like a family. The staff is a family, and the customers are a part of the family too. We're very fortunate. Every day I feel so blessed.
You know, I think, Judy, about what it would be like if you had a business that depended solely 100% on vegetable starts and plants and trees and bushes from California and Texas.
Yeah.
And just how hard that would have been to continue the business and meet the needs of our communities. But because you are able to grow locally a lot of the things and source from other farms, that you could meet a lot of the need that other people had to plant hope in their yards and gardens and bring it into their house.
We go out of our way to buy locally. We're fortunate that we have relationships with many of the farmers, and we have been able to continue our business. That is another blessing.
You're remarkably inspirational to me, Judy. And I'm really sorry to hear about your dad. And, you know, you are not only giving me hope in the sense that you're providing bulbs that we can put in the ground for the coming spring, and but have that greenhouse that we can go into when we need a boost. But your spirits amidst what you've had to go through with the loss of your dad is inspirational, too. Why is it called 16 Acres, Judy?
Well, it's in the 16 Acres section of Springfield. Uh-huh. But at one point, we did have 16 acres here. Several years ago, my dad sold the back 8 acres to Western New England University for their Healthful Living Center. So we now sit on about 8 acres.
So is the 16 acres part of Springfield named after you rather than you being named after the 16 acres part of Springfield?
No, I think we named it after the 16 acres part of Springfield. That came first.
Uh-huh. What came first, the chicken or the egg, since you seem to have the knowledge of this kind of stuff?
That I can't answer for you. But we're here and we're still doing business and we love our customers and we love doing what we do and we're very happy to make others happy, feeding their happy hobby.
I'm wondering, Judy, is the next generation involved in the business?
We do have the next generation involved. We're very grateful to our family who stepped in and helped us through the pandemic. Some of our nieces and nephews were out of college at home because of the pandemic, and they came in and helped us. And I don't know if we could have gotten through it all without them.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So important to have that source of strength, compassion, and connectedness with family and community.
And our staff. Many of them have been with us for decades, and we're just so fortunate to have such a loyal staff. They're very knowledgeable, and they're part of the family.
The pandemic has been hard on all of us in one way, shape, or form. But Judy, particularly hard for you, I'm sure, with the loss of your dad at the beginning of the pandemic. But again, how inspirational it is that, A, you know, we learned a lot about our food system. Having local heroes like you growing stuff locally for us here locally is an important lesson that I think hopefully a lot of people learned about over the course of the pandemic and will continue to support businesses like yours that are growing stuff locally and the farms that you're getting stuff from that are growing things locally, and to rally around our community in that way. And then the way that your community rallied around you through those tough times, then you'll be there to sustain us through the winter and beyond. Judy Bordenuck of 16 Acres Garden Center and Phil Corman from CESA, who's always reminding us about the greatness of our local heroes in the area. You can find out about all of them at buylocalfood.org.
Well, thank you. We appreciate you all.